Did you know that the head of the Boy Scouts in this area is a girl? It's true. I had the honor of introducing Sharon Moulds to the greater Seattle area, one of her first interviews, when I was on Como News Radio, and want to welcome her back again. Several times I've talked to her. Want to welcome her to Talk Radio 570 KVI as well. Sharon Moulds, the CEO of the Boy Scouts of America, Chief Seattle Council. How are you?
I'm wonderful, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine. The reason, of course, that we wanted you here is that it's getting front page attention all over the country. The Boy Scouts of America, according to the New York Times, is poised to change its policy that had been reaffirmed just 7 months ago that openly gay scouts and openly gay scout leaders are not permitted in scouting's ranks. Now they say that they are going to drop that ban. Wanted to get your reaction to this.
It actually hit the paper, and that's how we found out about it, to be perfectly honest. And then,
seriously, so, you seriously found out reading the paper about this?
Yes, we did. And so Wayne Perry, who's the national president, is also on our board, and we were visiting with him the other night, and he kind of explained how this has all come about. And when they reaffirmed the policy 7 months ago, it provided a lot of dialogue. It opened the gateways to a lot of discussion. And National has said that they've received, just thousands and thousands of emails and remarks from our internal customers saying maybe it's time to change the policy. So really what they're doing is they're just taking out that requirement.
Now, how does it work? Because my understanding is that they're dropping the ban, but that individual troops, not districts, not councils, but individual troops and cub packs can decide whether or not to have their own ban or whether they want to release that ban.
No, what the deal is that all our Boy Scout troops and Cub Scout packs are owned by what we call a chartering organization, which is PTA, a church, a civic group. And that organization has always been responsible for recruiting and approving the leadership for the pack or the troop. So the policy for the Boy Scouts is that they no longer have a policy, but for example, if there's a church who has specific standards or specific requirements for a leader, they can continue to do that. So it's really up to the organization who owns that unit.
Yeah, let me reinforce what you're saying. This is Scouting Executive Darren Smith from the National Office. The policy change under discussion would allow the religious, civic, or educational organizations that oversee and deliver scouting to determine how to address this issue.
Correct.
Now, I know this has been an issue here in the greater Seattle area as well. So how do you see it impacting scouting at the troop level or at the Cub Pack level?
Well, I think there's going to be some discussion about how this is going to work because right now, it hasn't even been approved yet. But once it's approved, I think they're going to have to figure out how we're going to manage this. But we've heard from some units that says, okay, well, we can do this, but we'll write in specific requirements of what we expect from leaders. We've also have units that will say, hey, this is great. You know, we're going to continue to run the units. What's nice about the Boy Scouts is that parents and their boys can decide where they want to go. Let me give you an example. My son was graduating into Boy Scouts, and his Weebelo Den went to one troop, and my son went to visit that troop, and it just didn't seem like the right fit. So we went and visited another troop. And that troop was a better fit. So boys and parents can really go where they're the most comfortable. And that's what's neat. They don't have to go to, you know, they don't have to go to the troop that's at the church down the street or at the PTA down at the school. They can decide that.
Now, it's no secret, Sharon. And again, if you're just joining me, my guest is the CEO of the Chief Seattle Council, the Boy Scouts of America, Sharon Molds. It's no secret, Sharon, that this policy of a ban on gays in scouting had cost the scouts money. You know, some high tier donors, corporations, foundations, other giving organizations had pulled their funding or threatened to. What I'm wondering is, at ground level, you know, scout membership is down somewhat. Do you think that's because of this ban being in place and that people weren't happy with it?
When the ban was in place, when they reaffirmed the policy, we had received a lot of phone calls and we had lost some membership. Now, nationally, I can't determine nationally. I can determine locally. We actually had a membership increase this past year. I think generally people still love the Boy Scouts. They love what we do, you know, building character and growing leaders. And I think that's what a lot of people really stick around in spite of the politics. Parents sign their kids up because of what the program has to offer. And I think that's important. Locally, you know, yeah, we lost some members. People were struggling with it. So hopefully those people will come back.
Well, let me tell you what my take on this is, because I'm an assistant scoutmaster, my son's troop in Bellevue, mm-hmm. Troop 600, and, of course, on the council board where you and I work together. I don't think it's going to have much reaction at the average troop or pack at all. And let me tell you why, Sharon. The rules and the standards that are in place today to protect kids are far more comprehensive than they were when I was a Boy Scout.
You bet.
I mean, give you an example. I was driving a couple of scouts home after a weekend outing at Camp Piggott that's out near Monroe, and my son was not on this particular outing, so I was going to drop one of the kids at the parking lot and then drop another kid off at his house. He lives just 6 blocks from where we live. And I realized, oh, wait, I can't do that because there's a clear scout rule against any adult being alone with a scout who isn't your son, even momentarily. So I had to drop both boys off at the parking lot. I'm our troop's Life to Eagle counselor. Scout wanted to meet with me to sign off on his Eagle service project. I said, okay, but I have to meet you in a public place. Because, as you know, when you're talking to a scout, you have to be within plain view of other people, whether it's at a scout meeting or whether it's in a public setting. And so we met at a Starbucks. And again, these are just rules that, you know, when I was a kid, if you wanted a merit badge counselor to sign your blue card, you just called him up and got on your bike and rode over to his house. Those days are very much different. And the reason why I don't think the lifting of the ban is going to have much of an impact is that these are behavior-based policies.
Correct.
And they're going to remain in place. Sexual orientation is irrelevant, but your behavior is completely irrelevant.
Exactly. Because there's no place for any sexual orientation or behavior within the Boy Scouts. There never has been. So you're right. You're exactly right. It's behavior based. If anybody who behaves badly won't get to stay in scouting.
And so your view is, regardless of what your individual troop or PAC's position is on the ban, the scouts will be equally well protected because that structure of rules and regulations and standards and mandatory training is in place for everybody.
It is, and it's been really good because, you know, we require everybody to take the youth protection training, and people are so responsive to that, just like yourself. You know, they think about, oh, wait a minute, I can't do that, or they see something, they take care of it right away. So everybody is so well aware of what needs to happen and what policies are in place that our kids are very well protected now within the Boy Scouts.
Sharon Moulds, CEO of the Boy Scouts here, the Chief Seattle Council in the greater Puget Sound area, thanks ever so much for joining me this morning on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Thank you so much.
You bet.